Dallas, Smalt 105.3. Here with a dude who's in the Bay for really like the first couple days ever.
Yeah.
Keshi, welcome to Alt 105.3. Welcome to the Bay Area.
Thanks so much for having me, man. I'm happy to be here.
You got a pair of sold out shows at Brick and Mortar. The first one was last night.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was wild. Like, so truth be told, we were a little bit flustered because SFO is at the airport?
Yeah.
Yeah. They've been having like their issues. I'm sure you're
aware.
There's
a runway.
Yeah.
Under construction, yeah, or something.
James, my manager, was telling me, you know, before we were leaving for tour, like, we might have some hiccups along the way. They're supposed to happen. I was like, yeah, I mean, that's fine. We'll get it squared out. We finished the LA show, got home that night around like 1 a.m. in the morning. And I remember him turning to me and saying, like, our flight got canceled. But I thought that he was like messing around with me.
Cuss as much as you want, by the way.
All right. Yeah. I thought he was shitting me at first. And I looked at him and I was like, bro, like, I just got done with the show. You're just trying to pull my leg right now. And then it turns out he just shows me the phone and said, you know, sure enough, it's canceled. So I was like, fuck. Well, what do we do? So he books a flight like midday the next day instead of like the early morning flight mm-hmm. we were supposed to have. And we were like, okay, it's going to be kind of hectic. We'll barely get there for load in. We should be okay though. It gets delayed. So to the point where we had to like push doors back.
Saw.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
To like 8:15 last
Yeah,
night.
To 8:15 instead of 7:30. Mm-hmm. I remember getting to the airport. We were thinking like maybe we can go to the Airbnb and drop our stuff off. And we got there and there was just no time. So me, my DJ, and my opening act, all three of us just went straight to the venue where Kenji, my videographer, and James, my manager, went straight to the Airbnb to go and check in and stuff. It was just like a clusterfuck because we got there, soundcheck was like haphazard. You know,
I was gonna say, was there even a soundcheck?
No, there was, thank God. But the thing is, the fans are so kind of rabid right now that they were pretty much all outside, and the windows are like kind of cracked open, so mm-hmm. they pretty much heard the set before too. And amidst all of that, I was just feeling really stressed and exhausted. But the show was even better than I could have imagined it to be. It just went like so well. All of the shows have gone so well,
and you're hitting these cities for like the first time
yeah
ever.
Exactly.
And these people are getting to see you
yeah
for the first time
I think
ever.
It's that like very built up sort of hype that they've had for a long time. Like they've been listening for a long time, they know the lyrics, all the words like in and out, and finally they get to like experience it live and like let it out. And I was dripping on stage because, like you said, it was really hot. There was no AC in the venue, and yeah. I was like jumping around everywhere. But
it's one of the hottest nights.
Yeah,
of the year,
exactly.
The it didn't cool down.
Yeah,
last night.
Yeah. And it was just like, honestly, it was just an amazing show. And I was feeling so exhausted, like I told you, like trying to get my sea legs, like being on tour mm-hmm. and getting used to the sort of like rhythm of it. I remember last night was the one night where I felt like I couldn't do like a full meet and greet. Like all the shows I've been doing a full meet and greet with everyone, trying mm-hmm. to meet everyone I can because I want to like be able to see them in person. And instead of like having them line up and take pictures, I went to the mic and I was like, I'm just gonna sit on the stage. I'm feeling really exhausted, but I'll try to meet as many of you as I can. So I sat down there, and lo and behold, I just met everyone still, you know. They were like really courteous of one another. You know, no one was like pushing or shoving, but I did get swarmed. But mm-hmm. it was like a sign here, picture here. And like, sure enough, they cleared out faster than the other venues did when we had like a security guard there,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I think we might go ahead and do that again today.
Yeah.
Because it was just like, so it was actually so good.
That's also like amazingly courteous of you.
Yeah.
To every single person coming to the show.
Yeah.
Because they're probably even at like, what time does the show end on a weeknight? 11?
No, 10:30? It ends like 11:30.
11:30?
Yeah, 11:30, yeah.
And for all of them, like, most of them, I'm sure, are sticking around.
No, yeah, that's no. The weirdest. It's not even weird. Like, the reason why I ended up deciding to just go ahead and see all of them was because it, like, killed me to think that I was going to sit at the front of the stage and there's, like, a swarm of people, right? And even after telling them, like, I'm probably not going to be able to see all of you, the people in the back, like, still stayed.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there was a chance, like, oh, he's not going to be able to see me. Like, I'm at the very back, but I'm still going to, like, see if I can meet him. And it killed me to think that, like, I would leave and not, you know, see them, even though they've been waiting outside for hours. They've been there since, like, 11 a.m., like, 12 p.m.
I saw when you pushed doors back on Twitter, people were like, oh, they were camping out
already.
Man.
It was like terrifying to think that I might not have made the show, but everything worked out, and it's just a sign that the tour is just like going so well.
It's going well so far. Man. Second night in the city. I'm glad you got to hopefully get some sleep last night.
I got a lot of sleep last night. Yes, I did. Good. I did.
And like a lot of these cities you're going to for the first time, is there anything you're setting out to try and do while you're in, you know, New York or LA or San Francisco while you're here?
Honestly, there's just not enough time. Like, it surprised me, like, just how kind of early, like, the setup starts for the day. It's like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock load in, you know, sound check, blah, blah, blah. I barely have time to like eat, you know, eat dinner. I usually don't eat until like 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. once I get home, because it's really hard to eat pre-show.
Yeah.
Because like the nerves are like there and you don't have an appetite and everything. But we've all definitely found our routine of taking care of ourselves. It's a first for everyone. So yeah, it's we're doing well. We're doing good now.
So I know like you gave up your RN job,
like, I did.
University of Texas.
Yeah.
And, you know, your parents, it sounded like they weren't too happy about that at
first. So I went to the University of Texas at Austin for 4 years, and I graduated with a bachelor's degree in science of nursing. And after I left Austin, I went back to Houston to work for 2 years. I worked as an oncology nurse. And like all my life, my parents wanted me to have like a very, I mean, as any parent does, they want them to have like a stable living and everything. They just want them to be set. And I really wanted to like go to music school or something, and there just wasn't a compromise to be had there. But I've been doing music my whole life. So to my parents, even when the music started to kind of ramp up online, it's not like they were watching very closely.
Yeah, they weren't on your
side. Yeah, exactly. The whole time they're like, oh, Casey's doing his music thing again. He's you know, doing his hobby. And then there was the first time I told them that I was going to go to New York to have a meeting. And then they got kind of like, whoa, what's going on here? Like, who's trying to scam you? Like, who's trying to take advantage of you? This isn't really happening. Because they didn't think that, you know, things were starting to snowball a little bit. And it wasn't until like they had gotten onto a call with James where they kind of talked it out and explained, like, you know, it might not seem like there's a rhyme or a reason to this sort of industry, but there is. So they eventually like came around to it, especially when I had like numerous flights to New York, like, okay, like this is starting to be like a real sort of thing, a legitimate sort of thing.
Did they go to your shows in Houston on this tour?
My mom went to my very first show in Houston before I got signed. And then, yeah, they both came out to the show for this tour.
Are they impressed by the amount of people have been showing up?
I think that they, like after this show, they're like, all right, we get it. Like, we get it now. Yeah, it was interesting because even amidst all the label meetings that I was having, like, I wanted to sort of take a step back, you know? And I approached my parents about it, and they were, like, very iffy about it. And I was like, I'll just, you know, go slow. So I went part-time. It was luxurious for, like, 3 or 4 months. And then there was a day where I just didn't. It was a bad day at work. Just didn't feel like myself. My manager pulled me in and she was like, what's going on? And full disclosure, like I like cried in the office, and I was like, cause it was a pretty bad day. Cried in the office, and I had not told like hardly any of my coworkers that I was doing this like on the side. I was having meetings on my days off, like work 3 days in a row. On my 4 days off, I'll go to New York.
And RN shifts are like
12-hour shifts.
Yeah.
They're 12-hour shifts, yeah.
You could be working all night.
Yeah, exactly.
And then going to a meeting.
Exactly. So, like, it felt very much like I was living two lives, and I just, like, couldn't take it anymore. And the next day, I came to work, and I handed in. I remember sitting outside the door. I had my letter of resignation. I was like, I can't believe I'm going to do this right now. And I gave my letter. I said, thank you. And, she said, you'll get an email later today, and that was it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now?
And literally a week later, I was signed. Huh. Yeah, it's funny how it works, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's obviously, you know, you're new to the whole label thing and being part of, you know, Island Records and whatnot. And I know when it comes to your own music, it's a lot of, you know, your own beats and you sort of have been self-producing everything.
Oh yeah, definitely have been self-producing everything.
Has it gotten to a point now where, you know, other producers are sending you things?
Mm-hmm. Like, well, I mean, I've always gotten like inquiries, like even as I was going up, but I always figured that like I'd much rather craft everything myself, you know, so I can really articulate exactly what it is that I want to, rather than have to like compromise or take the time to work, you know, with somebody else. But that doesn't mean that there aren't things that I, you know, like I can't do everything, you know, there, I have limitations and there, you know, I, sometimes it, it does kind of box me in, but at the same time, I think it's like a signature sort of sound as well. I'm open to working with like other producers and other artists and everything. But at the moment, it's just like so nice to be so self-contained. But I'd love to have other colors to paint with, if you know what I'm talking about. Like,
and the Skeletons EP was pretty much like complete before.
It was. It was complete. Yeah, yeah. No, it was complete. Like everything that's out right now is like completely all me, save for like mastering on, on the tracks. But yeah, there hasn't been any like co-writers or co-producers or anything for those tracks. It was done and then we signed and then they helped like launch it out there for
me. Have you started thinking about what's next yet? Have you been like been working on these things?
Yeah, we have some songs that are ready already. And I've teased them a lot. So the fans love engaging with me on like Instagram Live and stuff. I do these live streams like every month and it wasn't supposed to be anything that was like I don't know. It wasn't supposed to be anything that was like a set sort of thing for me. It was just something that I loved doing to like engage with the fans. Because like I said, I've always been totally online.
Yeah.
So it's the only opportunity I get to like actually talk to them and like respond to them. So I'll like tease songs here and there. So I know which ones resonate with them the most and which ones they really want to hear. So I've recorded those myself as well. I think for the next record, we're going to actually cut them in a real studio. And I'm going to see how
Is that a first?
Yeah.
Like
so,
everything's pretty much been done.
Everything has been done in my bedroom. Literally everything has been done in my bedroom. But I think that I want to see the difference between cutting it in my bedroom and cutting it in the studio for real. Just to see like, you know, is there a charm to me doing everything in my bedroom and this sort of, I don't want to say like lo-fi, but yeah, a little bit of a lo-fi sort of like sonic soundscape.
I know. I'm curious to know everyone, you know, just on your Instagram Live and all these people coming to your shows are very curious. It's, you know, a lot of these kids, they've been listening since 2017.
Yeah.
It's the beginning for a lot of people too.
Yeah.
So it's an exciting time in the world of Keshi.
No, absolutely. Like I'll see them after the show and they'll be like, I've been listening since like, there's like an era of like Keshi where all of the album arts were like floral oriented. It's a lot of like the really heavy lo-fi stuff like Over You and Magnolia. And they were like, I've been listening since like back then. I was like, damn, that's like when I had like hardly any plays on SoundCloud. I remember getting placed on a YouTube like aggregator like channel for the first time thinking like, oh, this is it. It's happening for me, you know?
Massive deal.
Yeah. It was just like one video and I would like read the 50 comments that were on there. And now it's just like so wild to me.
It all starts somewhere.
No, for real. Yeah, it really does. Like I remember I was taking a shower this morning. I was thinking about it. And I was like, I was just thinking about the night before the SF show. And it's just unbelievable how many fans came up. Like just objectively, these people like know my songs, they're screaming it back to me and I get to like shake their hands and hug them and take pictures with them and sign things for them. It feels like a dream.
Has anybody got a Keshi related tattoo yet?
A lot of them have said like once I sign whatever it is they ask me to sign or write out whatever it is, they'll leave and they'll be like, I'm getting this tattooed, okay, bye. Before that, I can pass any sort of like, wait, no, or like maybe, all right, bye, you know, yeah. But I love it.
Man.
I love it.
It's, as I said before, it's an exciting time in your world. Can't wait to hear what's next. Happy to get another night here in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I know you probably have like load in soon or having played last night, I'm not sure if it's easier this evening, but I hope you get to experience a bit more the San Francisco today before you get to have to bounce.
Yeah, thanks so much, man. Thanks.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just actually wrote a story about the University of Texas.
Oh, really? What was it about?
I don't know if you heard. Last week, there was a White Claw shortage in America. And a frat at the University of Texas managed to buy $7,500 worth of White Claw.
Holy
shit. They
bought
out an entire HEB worth of White Claw.
Oh my God.
In Austin.
This is like so funny to me, yet so easy to be like, yeah, that sounds about
right. Makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, so easy to believe.
So if you're looking for White Claw, check 6th and Red River around that area.
That's
Austin,
right.
Texas,
that's right. That's right. You guys will be able to find a plethora over there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks
man.
So much, man.